A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. A lawyer stood up and, to test Jesus, asked, "Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" He replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You've answered right. Do this, and life is yours." But the man was anxious to justify himself and said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In answer, Jesus said, "A man was once on his way down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of bandits. They stripped him, beat him, and then made off, leaving him half dead. Now a priest happened to be traveling down the same road, but when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. In the same way, a Levite who came to the place saw him and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan traveler who came on him was moved with compassion when he saw him. He went up to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. He lifted him then onto his own mount and took him to an inn and looked after him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, handed them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Look after him, and on my way back I will make good any extra expense you have.' Which of these 3 do you think proved himself a neighbor to the man who fell into the bandit's hands?" He replied, "The one who showed pity towards him." Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same yourself." Few would disagree with the assertion that this is one of Jesus' great parables. The unclean outsider, the enemy from neighboring Samaria, does for the half-dead man left in the road what neither the priest nor the Levite, both from the traditional religious priestly clan of Judaism, even came close to doing. They, fearful of rendering themselves unclean on their way to the temple in Jerusalem, these 2 religious men simply looked at the heap of suffering humanity in the road, and then, as the text says, passed him by on the other side of the road. They thought that they could draw close to God while distancing themselves from a poor, broken child of God. Jesus is scathingly honest and direct in Luke's account today as he describes these religious leaders' merciless path to, quote, serving God. In just 2 verses, Jesus removes their mask of religious piety to show us the true faces of 2 spiritually pitiable religious fanatics. But then the text shifts, and in verses 33 and 34, we see in the text the true light of redemptive love. And in these 2 verses, where the Samaritan traveler comes by, not only do we glimpse the compassion of the Samaritan man himself, but through his gesture, we contemplate God's very own compassion, made flesh and tangible through the incarnation of the Divine Son. The text says a Samaritan traveler came on him and was moved with compassion when he saw him. He went up to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. He then lifted him onto his own mount and took him to an inn and looked after him. Moved with compassion, he went up to him. Do we not hear in these words the beauty of the incarnation itself? God, moved with compassion, sends the Divine Son, who draws near to us in love. And this is all made possible by a contemplative seeing of the other, of the neighbor, with love. The Samaritan man, the text says, is that he saw him, seeing him, he was moved with compassion. This is the seeing that Jesus himself teaches us. The incarnate Christ comes and looks upon the world with this very own compassion. St. Catherine of Siena, a Dominican mystic and great friend of the poor, who lived in the very town where I'm speaking these words today, said back in the 14th century, if you do not see, you cannot love. The more you see, the more you love. But we could say that the text says, and it does indeed, that the priest and Levite also saw the man in the road. Yes, and that's precisely the problem. They looked at him, we might say, with a cursory glance, as one might look at a heap of trash or a dead animal on the side of the road. The Samaritan instead sees him with a contemplative heart, and then, in an incarnational gesture itself, bandages his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, and lifting him and taking him to an inn. Through the hands of the Samaritan, we glimpse God's incarnate sending of the Son into the world, the Son who heals, anoints, and then lifts us, the world, onto his shoulders like a good shepherd. Jesus ends this parable by asking the question, who then acted as a real neighbor? The neighbor, then, we glimpse through this beautiful parable, is the one who lives out today this incarnational movement, drawing near to the other, seeing with a contemplative heart, seeing that then gives birth to a compassionate action, healing and carrying the other, the neighbor, in one's arms and in one's heart. Today we celebrate the feast of one of the Church's most beloved Good Samaritans, St. Martin de Porres. Like the Samaritan himself in today's Gospel of Luke, Martin was an outcast. He was black, a mulatto son of a freed slave woman and a Spanish father who more or less rejected his son after death. As a young boy, Martin's gifts of healing began to be nurtured. He learned much of this from his own mother. And then he apprenticed under two healers in his time in Lima in the late 1500s and early 1600s. One named Mateo Pastor, who taught him the art of preparing herbal medicines. And then later, Martin was an apprentice under a barber surgeon named Marcelo de Rivera. The barbers in Martin's day did just about everything that a family doctor and a dentist and a pharmacist and a nurse and a physical therapist would do today. They cut hair, pulled teeth, treated burns, dressed and stitched wounds, let out blood, fixed fractures, did minor surgeries, and prescribed medicines. When Martin entered the Dominican Priory at age 15 in Lima, he was assigned to be the assistant infirmarian, and thus began a long life of living out this incarnational movement that we see in today's text, drawing near to the other, the wounded one, the broken one, the slave, seeing this person with a compassionate heart, and then bandaging wounds, pouring oil and wine in them, and carrying them in his arms and in his heart. One of the brothers in the community in the priory in Lima gave a testimony at Martin's beatification in the early 1600s, saying this about Martin. He served the sick on his knees, taking care of them throughout the night, 1 or 2 weeks at a time, according to each one's needs. He lifted them up, helped them lie down, washed them, even those with the most awful infirmities, his heart aflame like that of an angel. Martin de Porres shows us today how to live out this incarnational love of God, a God who looks upon the world with compassion and then through his beloved Son, Jesus, draws near to us in a compassionate, merciful, healing way. So today's text is about more than just doing good things to people. We're invited to actually enter into the mystery of the incarnation, to live out this movement from God into the world in a compassionate, loving, close drawing near to the neighbor that we see each and every day in our lives. When we make this movement, this journey toward our neighbor, we then, to answer the question that Jesus asked at the end of today's text, we become the neighbor. We become the one who lives out the incarnation of Christ today in our world.